Okay. So our limud of Chofetz Chaim is always lezechus refuah shleima for Yosef Dov ben Chayla b'soich she'achol Yisrael. Okay, if all the people who are standing around the back would like to come forward, then you'll be able to hear better. So Chofetz Chaim says as follows. We said that there is the concept, we spoke about it just before Yom Tov, the concept of believing and not believing. In other words, I hear Loshon Hara, I'm Shomea, I'm not Mekabel, but nevertheless, if it's Letoyeles, I'm allowed to believe it to the extent that I'm protecting myself. So if somebody tells me, don't do business with Fred, because Fred is a crook, he's got a history of embezzlement, or whatever it is, he's done time, yeah, for fraud, or something like that, therefore don't do business with him, then the halacha is that I'm not allowed to believe it, but I am allowed to believe it to the extent that I'm going to keep away from Fred if I'm thinking of investing my money. So I do believe it, but I don't believe it. I'm not mekabel the Loshon Hara, but just in case it's true, I'm going to protect myself by half believing it. And the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. He says you're not permitted to accept it as fact without further investigation. And the problem is, if I hear something about someone and I'm allowed to act on it by not doing the shidduch or by not going into business with him, by avoiding him for whatever reason, then how do the two tally together? Says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. He says that it's not that strange, he says. He gives an example. He says, for instance, if you would hear that your brother, who is a perfectly upstanding good member of the community, has done something terrible. He's done something really bad. Yeah. So he says, we do have a natural capacity to reject plausible information as false. He says, for instance, the inner workings of your mind would immediately label this information as false. You say, I know my brother, and my brother would never do anything like that. I know him very well. Therefore, I can't believe it. Nonetheless, you care about your brother, and you also have an emonus, the person who is speaking to you. You believe him that he's an honest person, and that what he's telling you about your brother is true. So therefore, he said, what would you have to do? You have to go to your brother, he says, and say to him, yeah, I cannot imagine that this is true, but I heard that, something or other. In other words, I don't believe it, I can't believe it, but maybe just in case, I've got to check it out and find out. If I was thinking of doing business with my brother, then maybe I would protect myself and not do business. So in other words, the Torah says, regard every other Yid as a brother or as a sister, bidon lechav schus, but you're allowed to believe it to the extent that you can protect yourself from harm.
Started at Torreway in Northwest London. Thursday, first day of Chalamoid, second day of the Omer, Yud Zayin Nissan, 25th of April, when Rabbi Yitzchok Spitzer Shlita. Is there a mitzvah to eat matzah the whole of Pesach? This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas Rav Shimon Nechol Tzvi Ben Rav Avrom Itzkovitz in front of Rocha on the 10th outside of Rav Shimon Itzkovitz in front of Rocha is Yachas on Kaf Hei Nissan. Of course, Ashruim v'achayolim v'amilchamosh shachzul levotzeim l'shalom v'mehirom.
Oh my. Haggit Moed, we're going to speak about a very famous topic, but hopefully everyone will go out with a little bit of more insight into this topic and a little of a chiddush also for everyone to take home. Emet Hashem. We have to eat matzah Pesach. Well, there's nothing else to eat besides potato starch, right? So we eat matzah. But what's the mitzvah of eating matzah? So we have a few psukim that are conflicting, steer us in the psukim. The pasuk in Parshas Boy, which is still before Yitzis Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shivas Yomim Matzos Techelu, you should eat matzahs for 7 days. Before Shal pasuk, eat matzahs for 7 days. You should eat it from the 14th night until till the 21st night. Whoever knows that account, that's also 7 days. And Rashi says, from Shivas Yomim Toichel Matzah, I would think you have to eat matzah for 7 days. From this pasuk, from Arba, Asr Yom Lachodesh Ba'erev, Ad Yom Echad Ve'esrim Lachodesh Ba'orev, we see that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah even set the 7 nights. But in Parshas Re'eh, in the famous Aliyah of Kala B'chor, so over there it says something else. Over there it says, Pasuk Perek Tazayin Pasuk Ches, Sheshes Yomim Toichel Matzos. Matzos should be eaten for 7 days, for 6 days. Uvayoyim HaShvii Yatzeres L'Hashem Aleikecho, L'Sasim Alecho. Eat matzah 6 days. The 7th day is just Atzeres. It doesn't say to eat matzah on the 7th day. The stira. So we eat matzah 6 days, we eat 7 days. Zok Rashi, and it's Machilta, it's also a Gemara Pesachim on Daf Kuf Chof. Rashi asks a stira. And Rashi answers, B'shem de Machilta, and the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Chof Amad Aleph, that Shvi Bechlal Hoyo, V'yotza Man HaKlal, She'en Achilas Matzah Boichoy V'el Roshos, Loi L'lamed El Atma Yotza, L'lamed El Akal Kula Yotza, Ma Shvi Roshos, Af Kulam Roshos. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah the entire Pesach. It's just a rishus, just like the 7th day doesn't say you have to eat matzah, just says sheishas yom to eat matzah and yom ha-shvi atzeres. So, kol shahoyah b'chlal v'yatzah man ha-klal, is lamed al-klal kula yatzah. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. Chutz me'leil ha-rishon, sha'kosav kovei choyva, sha'nemar be'erev toich l'matzos. Only the first night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. That's like, whoa. We have a few psukim that tell you shivas yom toich l'matzah is eat from the 7th, from the 14th night till the 21st night. And even over here in the Aliyah of Kala B'chor, it says, Shivas Yomim Toichel Olav Matzos Lechem Oini, Ki Bichi Pazin Yitzasim Eretz Mitzrayim, Mantisko Yitzim Tzeizchim Eretz Tzayim Kol Yomai Chayecho. Very, very interesting that we have so many Psuk Mishit Matzah for 7 days, but we have a Kol Shehoi B'chlal, Yotzim HaKlal. There's no Mitzvah to eat Matzah the entire Pesach. But the first night we have Erev Toichel Matzos, that's the only time we have a Choyva. Very, very interesting way to convey the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And it's not only Gemara, Mechilta, it's Mavur in a lot of Rishonim like this, that this is the Pashtas of Gemara. Chalamoid now, this morning, we saw some people were wearing tefillin, some people weren't wearing tefillin. There's a Tosfos in Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that says that just like Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't wear tefillin because it's called a ois. So Chalamoid, some don't put on tefillin either. So what's the ois of chalamoid? There's no isra siyas malacha chalamoid. So what's the ois b'makom the tefillin? Zok toisves, sukkah you have the chiv of achila b'sukkah, which is the ois. And Pesach you have the isser achilas chalmites. We see toisves was careful. Toisves didn't say, what do you mean on Pesach we have ois? There's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Toisves says the isser of bal toichel chalmites. What do we see? There's no mitzvah to eat matzah. There's just the isser derais is just to eat chametz. If you have nothing to eat, you keep matzah, you keep potato starch, you keep other things, but you keep fruit. But everybody knows, I think, that there's a shita de Vilna Goin. The Gra and Maitzah Rav says, Shivas Yomim Toichel Matzah. The pasuk says to eat matzah for 7 days. What do we see? Kol Shiva Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah for 7 days. We just saw the Gemara, the Mechilta, that says that everything besides the first night is Rishos. That's only lagaba laila rishoyno shei choyvo. A mitzvah lagaba choyvo rishos korile. Avad, that's a mitzvah deiraisa. Afal pikei mitzvah medeiraisa hu. It's a mitzvah deiraisa to eat matzah for 7 days. How do I know? Because it's psukim. The psukim say to eat matzah for 7 days. The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says to only eat matzah the first night. The Teretz says klape, the choyvo of the first night, which is so strong, everything else in comparison is considered rishos. But avad, that's a mitzvah esa deiraisa, zodik devon goin. And he brings us Tosfos. Tosfos says that you don't put on tefillin. How could it be that some people don't put on tefillin chalamoid Pesach? Because it's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. And really, a lot of Rishonim, there's different wording in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the ois is the baal toichel chametz, and some Rishonim tell you that it's the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But the Vilna Goyen held, in order not to put on tefillin, it has to be an ois. It has to be a positive ois. It has to be that you're eating matzah. So the emes of the Vilna Goyen is not a yochad. There's a lot of Rishonim that hold like this, that avada, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days. So pashtus, what the Vilna Goyen is being machadish is that from the Gemara, I would think that only the first night is a choyvo, and the rest of Pesach is nothing, it's rishos. So the Vilna Goyen is not rishos, it's a mitzvah. It's a regular mitzvah to deraisa, so to eat matzah for 7 days. Klape, the first night, it's considered rishos. It's just the wording rishos, but tachlus, it's a mitzvah.
Goyen probably didn't wear tefillin.
He did wet.
There's different menhagim, but Taitzvus is addressing the what?
He'd have two oysters. He'd have tefillin and
yes. Yeah. Matzah. Yeah. So Taitzvus is addressing those people who don't put on. So now, if this is true, then we have a very shveri Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Sukkah. Why? The Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Sukkah daf tafresh siman tafresh lamates siv gimel achilas. The first night, everyone knows you have to eat in the sukkah. Even if you ate a kazayis, pass your yatsi de chivasi. Mekan va'elach the rest of sukkahs, rishus. Rotze lechel suda soid besukkah. If you decide to eat a suda, you have to eat in the sukkah. But if you don't want to eat, you want to eat just peiris, you want to eat other things, you don't have to step into the sukkah anything else besides the first kazayis. Kedin achilos matzah b'pesach. Just like matzah b'pesach, which the first night is a chayva, the rest of Yantav is Rishos. Sok the Mishnah Berurah. The Gamrinon, Tezvav, Tezvav. Mechag HaMatzos, we have a Gezer Rishova. Ma'a Hasam, just like by Matzah, Leila Rishoyna Choyva, and everything else is Rishos. Afachanam Yilin Yisokah, the first night is Choyva, everything else is Rishos. Then says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sevkot Nechav Dalad, Nistapakti. I have a Sufik in Hilchos Sukkah. We know by Pesach there's a Shittas HaGvilna Goyin that says that you have the mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days. Why? Because there's a pasuk kapash de dekro shivas yom toichlo matzois. Elo the mitzvahs aseihu rak be'erev. The mitzvah asei is only the first night. Mashenken achakach is a mitzvah ba'almo. Efter dehu aden hocha mitzvah lechatchilo lechel paskol shivas yom levorich leishav basukah. Just like we find by Pesach, Zog de Vilna Goyin, that Avada the Chi of the Rites is the first night, but the rest of Pesach is a mitzvah. Could be there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah every single day, eat a suda, and Dafka try to go into the sukkah. It's a haflo fella. It's like a toli tanya but a loy tanya. Every time we walk into the sukkah and we wash, which bracha do we make? Kachanu, b'mitzvoitza, v'tzivanu, leisha basukkah. There's a mitzvah, basukkah's teshu shivas yamam, and nobody was ever nostalgic about that mitzvah. There's no chiyuv, avada the chiyuv is only the first night, but if there's a mitzvah, the rest of sukkahs, you need to come out to the Vilna Goyim by Pesach to maybe pull it over to sukkahs. Sukkahs, every time you sit in the sukkah, you make achakachonim to a sukkah, avada there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. By Pesach, there's a suffix. Maybe there's only an isser of achilas chametz, and by default, you're eating matzah, or no. The pasuk says, shivas yom toichlo matzah, the Vilna Goyim says, it's a pasuk, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a deraisa. I, the Gemara says, rishos, like the Vilna Goyim, it's rishos. The wording is Rishos, klape the mitzvah of Yom Tov Rishon. But Avad, that's a regular mitzvah. So, what is the Mishnah Berurah bringing the Vilna Goyin, the Gabel Hilchos Sukkah? It should have been Pashut. That's the question, the big question here. So now the emes is that, like we said before, the Vilna Goyin, there's a lot of Rishonim hold like the Vilna Goyin, hold that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days, and it's only called Rishos, klape the first night. And there's a Baal HaMor. There's a Baal HaMor, it's the end of Arvei Pesachim, Chavavim and Beis Medafei Rif. And the Baal HaMor writes like this, Yesh HaShoyelam, some ask, Achilos Matzah, why don't we make Al Achilos Matzah for 7 days? Right? If the Vilna Goyin is right, there's a mitzvah to eat Matzah for 7 days, Shivas Yom Toichlu Matzahs, right? Let's look at the wording of Sukkahs. B'sukkahs Teichu Shivas Yomim. We make Leish B'sukkah for 7 days, right? It says, Shivas Yom Toichlu Matzahs. We don't make Al Achilos Matzah for 7 days, we just make by the Leila Seder. What's going on here? Zog de Baal HaMor, Yesh HaShoyelam Bachilas Matzah, Matam Ein Anu Mavarchan Aleha Kol Zayin, Kamoish Mavarchan Al Sukkah Kol Zayin. It's the same Tezvav, the same Gezer Yeshava, everything is the same. V'yesh LaHashav, we can answer, Zog de Baal HaMor, one of the Rishonim. V'yesha Adam Yochel B'shar Yomim Lamed B'loy Achilas Matzah. No one asked you to eat matzah for 7 days. If you want, you can eat peiris, you can eat other things. No one's going to die if they don't eat matzah for the rest of Pesach. Masha'enkem B'sukkah. Sukkah is 7 days. There's not only a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, you have to sleep in the sukkah also, because it's impossible for a person to go 3 days without sleeping. So at some point, you're going to be forced to go into the sukkah, either to eat if you get hungry, or to sleep. And therefore, when the Torah made the mitzvah of, you have to be in the sukkah for seven days, you're going to end up going into the mitzvah anyways. By hook or by crook, you're going to end up in the sukkah. And therefore, we see the mitzvah is for 7 days, because you're going to be forced to end up in the sukkah over the 7 days of sukkahs. But by Pesach, you're not going to. You're not forced to eat. No, if you eat peiris, you don't have to. Only sleeping, right.
You wouldn't make a bracha on the sleeping here, because there's no, normally don't make a bracha.
Right, we don't make a bracha on sleeping.
There's no shia, there's so
right, but we see that the mitzvah of sukkah was given in such a way where you're forced to end up in the sukkah. So what do we see? We see that when the Torah gave the mitzvah of sukkah, it was a mitzvah that the Torah expects you to actually end up doing. Mashen came by matzo, look at the Balamor, one of the Rishonim. Now,
I
don't know the story. Oh, okay. Well, okay. That's if you're eating a meal.
Yeah.
Are you forcing?
The Mishnah doesn't say that, does it?
No. Mishnah says it's a Gemara. Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. You're not.
Mishnah and Sukkah, isn't that right? The Mishnah and Sukkah, where there's. But the commission counts out
how many meals ago over Sukkot.
I don't think it's talking there's a mission on the pace of how many, so that's maybe also Chilik.
Okay. But let's answer the Balamar's kasha very simply. The Balamar asks why you don't make Aleisha Basukkah, why you don't make Alech Lesmatz on Pesach, and we do make Aleisha Basukkah on Sukkot. What would be the simple teretz? Because on Sukkot there's a mitzvah in Sukkot for 7 days, and Pesach there's only a mitzvah the first night, not the rest of Sukkot. That would be the simple answer. And the Magen Avraham, you can look it up, it's a tough Reish Lama Tesef Kot Niyot Zayin, brings from the Maril. Why don't we make a bracha al achilas matzah called Zayin? You know why? Because there's no mitzvah. And if there's no mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Mashenke Mesukkah, there's a mitzvah. And Charles Shiva's Binyan Sin also answers like that. So what do we see from the Balamar? If the Balamar even adds such a kasha, why by Sukkot we do make a leshev, and by matzah we don't make al achilas matzah, we see that the Balamar held like the Vilna Goin. And that's what Avin Hanezer points out. And the Chidah, the Berchi Yosef, brings V'zeh Shonam Rabbis Shama Ozni Mipek Kodesh Mareinu Rav Agoin the Batek Yehunov Shohoi Matmiya. Well, what's the kasha of the Balamor? Since when do we make a bracha on a loisase? Pesach there's no mitzvah to eat matzo, only the first night. There's a loisase not to eat chametz. Since when do we make a bracha on a loisase? On Sukkot there's a mitzvah deraisa to eat in the Sukkot. So what do we see? We see that if the Balamor even asks this kasha, why don't we make Alechilas Matzah Kol Zayin? It must be that the Balamor held that there is a mitzvah to eat Matzah Kol Zayin. It's just not as big as a mitzvah as the first night. And he asks, so why don't we make Alechilas Matzah on that mitzvah? And he says, because you're not forced to do it. Sukkos, you're going to end up doing it. And really, there's a Sefer HaMichtam that answers a little differently on this kasha. And it's not like the Vilna Gaon. The Sefer HaMichtam says that on Pesach, only if you want to eat, you could eat matzah. You're not forced to. It's just like, and if you decide to eat, that's like eating a behemoth tahara. You don't make achakachanu mitzvot v'tzivanu to eat a behemoth tahara. Mashenk and sukkah, there's a mitzvah. So we see that he also held a Pesach, there's no mitzvah. But the Balamar that asked the kasha like that and answered like that, what do we see? We see he held there is a mitzvah. So we see it's already a big machlokes rishonim. It's not only a Vilna Gaon. It's a very big machlokes rishonim already. And really, they bring a lot of Rishonim, a whole list of Rishonim that can be mdag like the Grod. There's a Chizkuni, there's a Targum Yonason, they bring it down to Evan Ezra. There's a lot of Rishonim you can look up that would indicate that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days of Pesach, even though it's Mefurish Gemara that the mitzvah is only the first night and the rest is Rishus. How do we have to learn Zok Devil Negoin? Rishus doesn't mean Rishus. Rishus means Klapei the Chiv of Laila Rishonim. So now, we have to understand why the Mishnah Berurah brings it only from the Vilna Gaon. If there's a whole list of Rishonim that hold it to mitzvah to eat matzah called Zion, then why is he bringing it only b'shem the Vilna Gaon? So I'm reading here from the Yerech LeMeyadim, from a Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood, the Beruchim Olshin. And really a lot of Rosh Hashivas came to the same conclusion. The Stipler already came to this conclusion, others came to this conclusion. That from the other Rishonim, we only see that the first night is a choyf to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah chiyuvis, they call it. And the rest of Pesach, if you eat matzah, you have a mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah that if you're mekayimit, you're mekayimit. But if you're not mekayimit, you weren't mevatel a mitzvah saseh. If you do it, you have a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Shivas yom toichlu matzahs. What the Vilna Gaon is bringing out even more. What the Vilna Gaon held is, that not only do you have a mitzvah if you eat matzah the rest of 7 days, there's a mitzvah to go eat matzah for 7 days. You're mechuyev to do it. You're not mechuyev, like Be'erev Toich L'Matzos, but there's a mitzvah l'chatchilo to go and eat matzah. When you get home today, wash on a piece of matzah. Not if you wash, you have a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and eat matzah. And what they shtel to is Ma'ariv. We know that Shachris HaMincha is a choyva, Ma'ariv is Rishos. What does it mean, Tfilos Arv is Rishos, right? It's a Gemara in Brachos. What does that mean? It's Rosh Hashanah. If someone doesn't daven Ma'ariv, the next day he has to daven two Shachris. He has to daven Shachris twice. So what does it mean? It's Rosh Hashanah. If he mechuyav to be mashlim, then it's not optional. The Torah says, Zokar ben yoinam brachas, daf yudchesem et alef medaf eirif. Elo rotzo loymar, einay rotzo loymar, it doesn't mean she'em yirtzo lo yispal lo yisaklal, that you have an option if you want, you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. Elo rotzo loymar, she'ena choyva kamo yoytzer umencha, aval mitzvah ikka, the mitzvah legaba choyver, shus korilei. Avad is a mitzvah, and not only it's a mitzvah kiyumas, it's a mitzvah that you mechuyav to do. It's not the same chiyav as shachris amencha. But avad, you have to go ahead and do it. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to daven Ma'ariv. What? What's the difference? It's just the difference in wording. Right? If we know the Ma'ariv is Rishos, it's not a gedder of Rishos. Rishos would mean that there's an option. If you do it, you have a mitzvah. If you decide not to do it, okay, you decide not to have this mitzvah. But you weren't mevatel on asay. But then you have a level of mitzvah that's in between. It's a mitzvah that every yid has to do. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you have to do it. But it's not the same choiv as Shachris Mencha. So the wording, it's going to be called Rishos Klape de Choiva. And if you're going to compare it, in comparison, it's considered a Rishos. But that's just wording. It's really a mitzvah lechatchila. So too, the Vilna Gaon held that Matzah Kol Zayin is not a mitzvah, just a mitzvah kiyumas. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to go ahead and eat matzah. Shivas Yom Toichlu Matzahs means you should eat matzah for 7 days. The Vilna Gaon takes it that far. So now the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix. Legaba Sukkah. Legaba Sukkah. Avada the Mishnah Berurah never had a suffix if there's a mitzvah. If somebody eats chalamot sukkahs in the sukkah, if he has a mitzvah, means that avad, if you eat in the sukkah, you have a mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon would be mechadish. The Mishnah Berurah has a suffix if the Vilna Gaon of matzah, where he says that not only is it a mitzvah kiyumas, but it's a regular mitzvah that you should be doing, does that transfer over tezvav to sukkah, that you should go ahead and eat in the sukkah for 7 days. It's a mitzvah, not only mitzvah kiyumas, but a mitzvah lechatchila to go ahead and do it. And you look at the wording in the Mishnah Berurah, that's his wording. He says, Nistapakti, lefi the goyin on Pesach, eshedua den hacha, not do you have a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah lechatchila lechel pas kol shivas yamim. Maybe it's a mitzvah lechatchila to go ahead and wash in order to become a choyev in sukkah to eat in the sukkah. That's his suffix. Now what is interesting is that when I started doing a little bit of research on this topic, I found a fascinating thing. But before that, I just want to speak about all the shilas that we won't get to today. We have 10 minutes left. I just want to say all the shilas that come out of this Vilna Gaon. Right? We just spoke that the Vilna Gaon, there's not only a mitzvah kiyumas to eat matzah, it's only called Rishos Klape de Choyv. But really, a yid is mechoyev to eat matzah for every 7 days. All the 7 days, he should sit down, he should wash, and eat matzah. So now, the Shaila of the Gaon is, so why taka don't we make a alachilas matzah for 7 days? So we had the Balamaris Teretz, there's other terutzim, but we just brought out that the Gaon holds it even more than the Balamar. Not only is there a mitzvah to eat 7 days, it's a mitzvah that you're mechuyev to do. And the mitzvah that you're mechuyev to do by sukkah, we make lesha by sukkah. If Lefi the Gaon is taka a mitzvah that you're mechuyev to do, it's just the wording is just rishos, so why don't we make alachilas matzah for 7 days? Why don't we make a bracha? And the emes is that the Netziv wrote a tshuva sefer. The Netziv was from the big Hoilchem Darchei Agro. He wrote a sefer, tshuva sefer, I think it's called Meshev Dover. And over there he has a whole tshuva. What to do with the Vilna Gaon? Why don't we make a bracha alachilas matzah lefi the Vilna Gaon? And he has a real tzad that we should make a bracha lefi the Vilna Gaon alachilas matzah. And he comes out at the end of the tshuva that because lamaitzes a machlokes rishonim, so avad lefi the Gaon, maybe you would have to make a bracha. He doesn't bring that the Gaon made a bracha. Why not? Because there are Rishonim that hold that it's not a mitzvah. Sofik brachas lahakol. But that's what he leaves it at. But really, he has a tzad that you should be making a bracha lefi the Vilna Gaon if we hold like the Vilna Gaon. And as far as recent history, there were some kehilas that made alachilas matzah every single time they washed. As recent as Rabbi Avadia Yosef addresses a kehila that used to make an alachilas matzah, and we'll see that soon. I'll get to it soon. Bracha I will go into. But another thing, lefi the Vilna Gaon, that it's a regular chiv alachilas matzah, maybe it's mitzvah sriches kavana. You have to be mechaven every time that you want to be yotze the mitzvah. If not, you're not yotze, mitzvah sriches kavana. Does it have to be matzah shmur, shmira mishas katsida, for the whole 7 days? Do I have to eat dafka lechem oini for 7 days? Somebody eats breakfast, right? And what do you put onto the matzah? You eat it with eggs, you put on butter, cream cheese, huh? Marmalade. Huh? Oh, I don't. Whatever you put onto the matzah. If there's a mitzvah lefi the Vilna Gaon to eat matzah for 7 days, then maybe it should have to be lechem oini. And you should, in the first kazayas matzah of your breakfast, you should eat without anything on the matzah, because then you're mavatal the tam matzah. And the etzem, that would be a meforish pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. What does the pasuk say in Parshas Re'eh? Pasuk says, L'soichel olav chametz, shivas yom toichel olav matzos, lechem oini. For 7 days you should eat lechem oini. Ki bichi pasuk yin tzatzim eretz tzraim, l'mat iskos yom tzatzim eretz tzraim, kol yimei chayecha. So if you hold like the goyin, and if you hold the pasuk as kapshuto, that there's a mitzvah matzah for 7 days, then maybe there's a hiddur that the first kazayas of your breakfast, or of any suda Pesach, you should be eating the matzah plain, and only afterwards you should add the cream cheese or the scrambled eggs or whatever else you're putting there. What?
And the same should be according to the other Rishonim who say it's a mitzvah kiyumis.
Maybe.
Same thing.
Maybe. 100%. But if you're the Vilna Goy, maybe you're...
What? The Goon himself didn't make a book on 7 days.
Right. Because they are Rishonim, the whole not like him, so maybe Safak Brach's local. But Lechem Oin, we'll get to that soon. Brach I'm still going to address. I just want to address all the shilas that come out of this. Now maybe it's Melechem Oini. And how much of a kazayas should you eat? Should you eat the big kazayas that you pay for a night, or you could be make all the smaller share kazayas? Do you have to eat the kazayas kadei achilas pras to be yotza? There's so many halakas that the place can talk about, but we don't have time for that. I just want to address the aspect of bracha, of al achilas matzah. So we spoke about that there's a netziv, and really, there were some Sephardish communities that made al achilas matzah straight into recent history. And there's a tshuva yofel alev from Rabbi Yitzchak Palagi. Not sure how he was related to Rabbi Chaim Palagi, but probably from the same family. He wrote a sefer yofel alev, and Sima Tof Ayin Hey, Sifkot and Zayin, he writes a tshuva to be malamat tzchus on these communities that had a minik to make alachilas matzah. He says the reason is the same reason the Vilna Goyim brings. Can you imagine? He brings. There's a Magen Avraham and Sima Lamed Aleph Sifkot and Gimel, that those who don't put on tefillin chalamoid is because Pesach, there's a ois. What's the ois of Pesach? Achilas matzah. Chag HaSukkos is Yeshiva Sukkah. Zog the Yofel Alev, every day when you put on tefillin, when you put on that ois, what do? You make a bracha. So Pesach, what's the ois? If the ois is Achilas matzah, then you should be making it al Achilas matzah. Although Zog the Yofel Alev to be... Lamaisa, the Yofel Alev says that there are some Rishonim that don't hold like that, and Lamaisa, he ends up very not clear about the entire thing. But he writes it to be melamed tzchus. Those who make a bracha, l'chayra, they have to make a bracha. Just like you make a bracha on tefillin, you got to make a bracha on this. If this is going to be your ois, you should make a bracha on this. Now, there's a tshuva also in Shalos Tshuvos Maharsham. Shalos Tshuvos Maharsham is Chelek Aleph Sima Resh Tes. And it's very interesting, he brings that there was an Admor, Chassidish Rebbe, that came to Yass, which Yass is on the border of Romania and Moldova. And he writes, "Kavod Rav Muflegis, Reb Shalom Gutman, who was a dayan in Yass, Mechtova Higiyani, I got your letter. Valdvar Shalosa, you asked me, Hayoshino Gusham Kama Noshim, there's a kvutza of people, a kehila, that started a new minig, Al Pi An Hagas Echad HaMechuna B'Shem Tzadik, someone who calls himself a tzadik, Sheyachal Shem Ezizman, a certain Rebbe that settled over there, and he made Kol Zayanime Apetach Alachilas Matzah. And he brought down that it's not always galt, and there are some Rishonim. So he says there's a Magen Avraham Tofer Shlam Tess that doesn't hold like the Vilna Goyin, that holds the attack that you don't make a bracha. But Lamaisa, you're going to have the Vilna Goyin that says you do make a bracha. There's a Cheskuni, a Evan Ezra, a Tagim Yonison, there's a whole list of Rishonim that do hold like the Vilna Goyin, that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah, right? He brings both, there's a whole Steichemet about this also. But Lamaisa, he says, there are Rishonim who hold not like that. Hadavar Pashut, that the minig is that you don't make a bracha lichilas matzah. L'chein oisai tzadik v'chasidav. That tzadik and his chasidim, ein ruach hacham noichemahem. This new minig, it can come from a very holy place. And we see that a lot of Rishonim hold like that, the Vilna Goyim hold like that, and even the Netziv is not sure. So this Rebbe probably came to the conclusion that you should be making al achilas matzah, but l'maiso, we have a Magen Avraham not like that, we have Rishonim not like that. Yesh lovat l'minig, those chasidim should stop doing this minig. He says, besides the bracha levatolo of alachilas matzah, you also lose your brachas amoitzi, because you have a hefsek between your amoitzi and your achilo if you can make alachilas matzah. So besides making a bracha levatolo, you're eating without a bracha also. So that's what the Marsham says. There's a similar tshuva, and Shal's tshuva is Divrei Malkiel, Chelekesim, and Kovdalad, that also addresses a community that had a minig to make alachilas matzah every time they washed. And not only that, their minig was that even Pesach Sheni, when they washed, they made alachilas matzah. Can you imagine? Pesach Sheni. And he writes over there also, Harem noisim shav shemayon levatala, you're over lo sisa. They can take lo sisa off the parochas if they want, if they're going to continue making alachilas matzah. And he says, afilu ledivrei hagra, that there's a real mitzvah to eat matzah called shiva, mekol mokam. It's not a mitzvah gemura levarich halel. Not that much of a mitzvah that we make a bracha. Lefichach tzarech levatal haminig. So what do we see? We see that a lot of tshuva svarim addressed a minig that went on until recently. The most recent tshuva that I found was Rav Avadya Yosef, Shalos Tshuvos Yechav Ados, Chelek Aleph, Siman Chav Beis, where he addresses a community. He addresses people that still had that minig up into recent history. They made Alachilas Matzah, and he comes out over there to be Mevatel Minig. Rav Avadya Yosef ends. They'll get a different bracha. Berchas Tov instead of the Alachilos Matzah. Now, for us, Taka, don't we make a bracha? So there was a Rav in Antwerpen. He was really only Rav for a few days, and he was nifter right afterwards. Belio Rubinstein, he wrote a sefer, McDonald's Elio. He asked why Taka, don't we make a bracha? And he brings that Rugus HaBoysen says that any mitzvah that's not muchach, I don't see that I'm doing it because of a mitzvah. I would have done the same thing even if it's not a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. I don't have time to go into this whole chiddush of the Rugus HaBoysen. But basically he says, on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, you don't make a bracha. Because people send things to each other all the time. It's something people would have done otherwise also. You don't make a bracha on tzedakah, on achila, erviyam, kippur. People have to eat. Mashenke and lulav, no one would shake it if not that there's a mitzvah. Sukkah, no one would eat in the sukkah if not that there's such a mitzvah. He says achilas matzah also, and therefore we make a bracha. Now, what's the difference? So how does he answer the Vilna Gaon? The way I understand it is that achilas matzah, the way we eat it Pesach by night, looks very different than the way we eat it in a chalamoid, right? Pesach by night, you eat the matzah with a seba, and you're trying to shtup around two kezesim kedei achilas pras. No one would do that if there's no such a mitzvah, right? We only do it, it looks like you're doing a mitzvah, you wouldn't do it otherwise. The way we eat matzah chalamoid, could be we would eat matzah like that otherwise, and therefore we don't make alachilas matzah. There's a lot of rise to this, I just want to end off with something for the olim to take home.
How would you make alachilas matzah then on the first night? It's also not muchach.
Because I have to eat, right? I say maybe the tzura, the way we eat it.
The tzura is, I'm eating because maybe I'm hungry.
Right. But would you eat it with a seba, trying to eat two kezesim within a 4-minute period? Yeah. Would that ever happen? Maybe the way I'm eating it, that's how I'm understanding it. It's the only way I can understand it. Maybe I understand this tshuva like that. Maybe the way we eat it, I wouldn't have done it otherwise. Now, just from this whole topic, for everyone to take home one nekuda, there is Rav Moshe Sternbach, who's the enikel of the Vilna Gaon. He takes it to the next level. And he speaks about why we don't make a bracha. And he says, just like we know that by Megillah, when you make a bracha, al mikra Megillah, you're mechavan on all the mitzvahs ayoyim, you're mechavan to pater mishloach monos and matanis levyoinim. So too, when you make the bracha l'achilas matzah by the seder, you should have kavana that it's the same mitzvah of shivas yom toich l'matzahs. You should have kavana to pater all the achilas matzah, all your breakfast and all your chalamoids. You should be mechavan, it's all part of the same mitzvah, you should be mechavan mitzvah shrichas kavana. Okay, but I came too late for that, right? What? Are those different days? It's one mitzvah. And he says you should be mechavan on all the kezaisim of achilas matzah. That's what he says. But I came a little too late for that, right? It's the first day of chalamoid, no one's making achilas matzah anymore. So just something to take home. He says, we know when we go into the sukkah, we say yehi rotzon. A lot of people say yehi rotzon that I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of shivas yom, sukkah station shivas yom, laman yedu dor yosechem, ki basukkah seshafti, the whole thing. So he says, when you eat matzah, you should have the same thing. You should have your yiratzon. I want to be mekayim achilas matzah. Why keep it chipazon? Laman teidu, right? Laman tisker, if you have tzitzim yitzitzim, call me achayecha. Because lani is dati lo maitzah, zakir meshtarim bach, and I'm ending. Yov and no kol shuvi yimei ha-pesach, loymer lahedya. Every time you sit down to eat matzah, you should say, Shiroi tzu lekayim mitzvah shivas yom toichlu matzah, is ki bichipazon yitzon amaretz Yisrayim. Va'oz zoiche ba mitzvah shu ois, lamuna babor yizbarach shemoy. Says, Tamahani, I don't know why, the poiskim, the mekubalim, the chida, nobody. Lo sidru lo zan nusach, shemachavan lekayim ha-mitzvahs esek al shiva, k'mo shenogu besuk lefnei she'oichel. Ekesho oimer kach, someone does say such a yiratzen, zoiche ba mitzvah b'li pipuk, k'mdumani, shekadai lefarsem shvach hanhogazu, it's a mitzvah lefarsem, you could be yoitze matzah with much more hider, if you say yiratzen, I'm eating matzah, k'shuva siyom toichel matzahs, ki b'chi pozon, l'man tisker.
We have to switch off the screen again. Yeah, you did.